That's what the Boron said. There's no raya from this case. And Allah Rus was that way. But if it's a sasasakono that you can't, you're not allowed to use, the goyim will kill you. So then you are allowed to take white boards. Because then the Rabbanim didn't make any exeris. Like the Rabbanim would rather you, Hakol Ponim, use a sukkah that's kosher midiraisa, even though it's very wide, than sit in your house. So the Rabbanim let you take these wide boards. Mashenkin was not a shasasakono, then Remeya Shitriz is exeris midirabbanim, a loch lilled like Remeya, that you're not allowed to use a wide board that you make roofs from. Because it's exeris, people think, Mali's sitting in the sukkah, Mali's sitting in my house. So Mar Tanya Kavos de Shmuel, we have another Brice or Raya to Shmuel. Sounds like this. Sichacha bin Esarim Shaleris. Again, you use Chach, made out of wood, pieces of wood from the air of the cedar tree. Sheesh Bem Abu. Now if it's wide, four tfachim wide, you use these boards. Divri Hakapsula. Everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, holds this postal. Amish like Shmuel Shita. Ain Behem Abu. Let's say the boards are not wide, four tfachim. Then it depends. Rav Meir, Poiser, Rav Meir still holds this postul. Still the cloud of Xera of Xeris Tikra. That since sometimes people do make the roofs from three tefachim wide, and using three tefachim, we're afraid maybe you use four tefachim, it's one Xera that's also postul. If you have Yehuda Mahshir, Yehuda doesn't know it's kosher. Since the board is not four tefachim wide, it's less than four tefachim, there's no Xeris Tikra, it's kosher. But Umayda, Rav Meir, Rav Meir is Umayda. Shem Yesh Bein Neser, Le Neser. Let's say in between one piece of wood and the other piece of wood, there's a blank space of the same size of the woods. In other words, even though the woods is taka wide, either four tfachim wide, or else they're wide three tfachim, according to Ramey Yeshit, it's possible. And according to Shmuel, if it's wide more than three tfachim, it's also possible. So you have these boards wide three tfachim next to one another, but you have a space in between them, the same space as the board itself. Then it's kosher. Shem yesh bein nesla neser, kamola neser, in between one board and another board, you have space opening the same size of the board. Shem meniach pesel b'neim. Pesel means, the Rashi says, psoilus. In other words, we had, what's kosher schach? Kosher schach is psoilus. The psoilus of the yikav and the goyrin. You're supposed to use the leftover sheaf of the wheat or the leftover twigs of the grapes. That's kosher schach. So in other words, if you put kosher schach in this space, then it's kosher. Uksheri becomes kosher. So Rashi has a Gansa Kimta. We're talking about now in a case that the boards are like four ramis, only within four ramis from the wall. So Melo, the boards, you say, Daifin Akuma. On both sides, the boards this way is within four ramis from the wall, and this way it's within four ramis from the wall. Because Mamash, in the middle of the sukkah, that's where you have this nest, that's where you have the kosher schach. So in the middle of the sukkah, you have the kosher schach, that's why the schach is kosher. That's why the sukkah is kosher. That's in the Kimta. We'll see more Bariches later on. That's what Rashi says. Lekamin, Rashi says here, Shim Yesh Ben Nesla Neser. Well, Lekamin Muki Lo B'Sukkah Bashmeina. Sukkah that's 8 amis, but exactly 8 amis wide. The Chiyoyev Neser or Pesol Ad Emtza Mahay Gisa B'Chayz V'Masko Mitzid Hasheni V'Noyse Neser Tchilu V'Achkach Pesol K'mochein Ad Emtzoyis Hevelu Shnei Psolim B'Emtza. Vein shel shmoyne tzvachim, v'kehech shesukkah. In other words, you start out the sukkah like you have a wall here, and a wall here, and it's exactly 8 amis in between. So if you start out now, first put a postle piece of wood, then leave it empty, then a postle piece of wood, then empty, this and this. So it comes out that the middle two spaces are going to be empty. So the middle two spaces is wide, 8 tzvachim. 8 tzvachim is a hech shesukkah. So each board now is 4 tzvachim wide. So first put a board, 4 tzvachim, space 4 tefachim, a board 4 tefachim, space 4 tefachim. Then the other way, the same thing also. A board 4 tefachim, space, a board space. So the two spaces in the middle is exactly 8 tefachim. That's a heksher sukkah. That's the way the sukkah would be kosher. The sides we say doifen akuma, and the middle 8 tefachim. That's a kosher schach. So even according to Shmuel Shita, even according to Remeya, that holds this board, the apostle, but if you have in the middle the space of 8 tefachim with kosher schach, it becomes kosher. Vaitu moidi Rabbi Yehuda is moidi, shim nosan ole neser, shu rochev abo tfochim, ksheira. That if you have a board that's wide for tfochim, even though according to Shmuel Shita, it's possible according to everybody, but we're talking about you put this board near the wall, so you say doifen akuma, it doesn't pass to the sukkah, sukkah's ksheira, but v'yein yisharnim tach tachtav, but you're not allowed to sleep underneath this board. Because since Lamaisa, this board is wide for Tfachim, it's possible, Midrabonin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel. Vayosh and Tachtiv, if somebody does sleep underneath this board, lo yotzi dechavosai. Midrabonin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The Rabbonin said the sukkah is, it's possible, schach, you're not sleeping on the kosher schach, it's you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Itma, we're not like this. Hovchon al tzidayin. What's going to be now if you take this board? Let's say it's wide for Tfachim. So it's possible according to Shmuel, it's possible according to everybody. La Loch according to Rav, it's only possible according to Remeya. La Loch according to Remeya, it's possible. What's going to be now when you make it for Schach, you don't put it down flat, the width of the four Tfachim to the top of the Sukkah, you stand it up. That its width is only one Tefach, let's say. And now it's high, four Tfachim. What's going to be the Locha? You make your Schach like this, the board's going straight up, what's going to be the Locha? Is it kosher or not? His Hofchon al Tzidein. Is Rav Huneh or Mapsulev? Huneh says, no, still it's possible. In other words, since this board is wide for Tfachim, the Rabbanin said this board cannot be used for Schach. It's like the Morris soon says, like a piece of metal. You take a piece of metal, no matter how you turn it upside down, it's possible Schach. For Rav Chizdo, Rav Rav Huneh, Amri, no Ksheira. They hold this kosher. There's only Xeris Tikra when it looks like a roof. If you're using the boards flat for Tfachim. But if the boards are high up, that the width of the board now is only one Tefach, and it's high for Tfachim, there's no Xeris Tikra. So Ross says, Ikloi Rav Nachman the Surah. Rav Nachman went into Surah, the place. Oyola Gabe Rav Chizda Rabba Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Rav Huna went to visit Rav Nachman. Is Amrulis, the yes Rav Nachman. Hov Chonal Tzidei and Maho. What's going to be this halachi? You take the board that's wide for Tfachim, and you stand it upwards now, that now the width covering the Schach is only one Tefach. Is Omalhu Psula. He said the halacha is like Tzula, it's like Rav Huna passed him before, and that's the halacha is taka still possible. Why? Nasu keshmudin shamatches. Because we look at it as if it's a piece of metal. And a piece of metal, no matter how you turn it upside down, it's possible schach. A piece of metal is makabel tum, it's no good. Same with the Rabbanan, since this board is wide for Tzvachin, the Rabbanan said it's possible schach, no matter how you use it. Now, Omalu Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, lo yamri lechu. Like Amri Kavosi, like why didn't you say over? Like I said this way, like that was my memory. I said it was possible. Is Amrulah the answer back to Rav Huna? Or me Amrulomar Taima? True, you said it was possible, but you did not explain yourself. You didn't say the reasoning. So since you didn't say the reasoning, we didn't say it over in your name. So he said, me Amrulomar Taima like Kablinu Minyan. Like you didn't say over reasoning. If you would have said a reasoning, we would have been a couple. We would have listened to you. Amrulah. So Rav Huna answered back, or me Beisu Minoyi Taima of Loyamri Lachu. Like, did you ever ask me a question? Did you ask me the reason I didn't answer you? No, you should have asked me. So since you didn't ask me, I still have a taino. Why didn't you say it over in my name? So Mar says, now, Lema Messiah, I bring you another raya to Rav Huna. And that's the locha that's possible. If you have a board that's wide for Tzvachim, even though you put it upwards on the Tzrach, still it's possible. Lema Messiah, if you have a sukkah that's too small, it's not even 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim. You can't fit your head, Merubai, and your Shochet in the Sukkah. Oy shenifritza bar pirza. Or else you had wider walls, but on the bottom of the wall there was a pirza. That with the less than, there's more than 3 Tfachim off the ground, there was a hole there. Oy shenifritza bar pirza kadei sheyazdaka bo gedi bevas rosh. In other words, a kid could walk through the mechitza. As always we say, when a mechitza is hanging, if it's less than 3 tefachim away from the ground, we say, love it. It's considered like it's attached, it comes down to the ground, it's a good mechitza. If the mechitza, though, is off the ground more than, or exactly 3 tefachim, that's the shear that a kid could go through it. But bas rosh means easily, not to squash himself. That's the shear, we don't say, love it. So the mechitza is not touching the ground, it's not called the mechitza then. A mechitza has to start off by the ground. If it's within 3 tefachim, we say, love it, it's also attached to the ground. But if you have a mechitza that the bottom part of the mechitza broke, there's a pirtza broke in there, that the bottom 3 tefachim is a hole there, so the locher is posla a schach, it's posla wall. That's not called a good mechitza. Or shenifritza bar pirtza, a hole took place in the wall, kadesh yizdaka bogdi bevas rosh, on the bottom gimel tefachim, that the kid could walk through it. It's posla. Oy shenosen ale neser shurochav abor tefachim. Or else you put a piece of wood on the schach, that's wide for Tfachim. Afa pishloi hichnis letoichai elish loishet Tfachim. Even though only 3 Tfachim of it went in the Sukkah. Still psula. That was the last halacha. So the last halacha of Chur is a raya. Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Lavka goin shofkin al tzidayim. It's talking about now you have a board that's wide for tefachim, and you do not use all four tefachim for schach, you only use three tefachim of it. How could that be? So it means it was wide four tefachim, and like the width was three tefachim. So you turned it upside down now, and now it's only three tefachim wide on the schach. And still it says it's possible. So that's the right to Rav Huna. So Mora says, Lloyd, maybe that's not the pshat here. You know what we're talking about now? We're going the ancho apu made metalosa. You put this board that's wide for tefachim, mamish the way it is now, wide for tefachim, you put down on the schach. But you put it at the opening, the entrance of the sukkah. The ayo tlosa legavor, that three tefachim, the width of three tefachim, is taka inside the sukkah, using a mamish for schach. The apik chad lebar, but one tefach of this board is sticking out in front of the sukkah. In other words, the board was true wide four tefachim, and it was lying flat. Four tefachim was lying down. But one tefach of it was sticking out in front of the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. So only three tefachim of it really was being used for schach to cover up the sukkah itself. The loch is in such a case, if it would have been kosher schach sticking out, that's a gemara later we'll have, that you're allowed to use that part for kosher sukkah. That psul hayotzim in a sukkah, the postular part sticks out in front of the sukkah. The klal is v'chol psul hayotzim in a sukkah nidin kesukkah. The part of that board that's sticking out in front of the sukkah has a loch like the sukkah itself. So if it would have been kosher schach, you'd be allowed to eat underneath that tefach. But now that you use the board that's wide for tefachim, true only three tefachim is mamash on top of the sukkah. But since the extra tefach sticking out also has a loch like a sukkah, so now it's called using a board wide for tefachim for schach, it's possible. So this mainly you have no right to Rav Huna. It could be it's only possible because it's lying down on its width. It's mamash wide for tefachim. But if you'd stand it up, that it'd only be three tefachim or less than that, maybe it would be kosher. So we don't have a riot to Rav Huna. But our core part of the loch is like Rav Huna, that once the board is wide for tefachim, no matter how you put it on top of the schach, even though you're standing it up, still it's possible. Because it has a loch like metal, it's possible. So that's the Mishnah Baita. Tikra Shein Oshein Oleh Maziva. If you have a roof, that you don't have a maziv, you don't have cement on top of your roof, you only have boards. Rashi says, Stam Tikra B'nisorim, Sheish B'mabor. A usually roof that was made in the Gemara's time was made out of boards, wide for tefachim. Just sometimes you put like dirt, cement on top of it, and sometimes you didn't put the cement. So here we're talking about you don't have cement on top of your board, on top of your roof. You have a roof in your house, in your own apartment, and the roof is only made out of boards that are wide for tefachim. So Tikra Sheino Le Maziva. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, that it's Machlekes Beshamah Beitilu, like this. Beshamah Yermim, if you want to change your room into a sukkah now, to use it for sukkahs, is Mefakfek. You have to like pick up each board, V'noitel Aches Mibetayim, like do two things. Pick up each board and put it down again, L'shem Schach. And also you have to take away one of the boards and put Kosher Schach there. So you have to do two things to make this room, this roof, Kosher for Schach. Oh, Beisil Loimer, Beisil says no. One is enough. Mefakfek. Either you pick up each board, because Metchil of the boards were put down for the roof of the house. It's a Poslas Chach. So you have the Psul Medirais of Tasav Lemon Osli. It was made for a house and not for Sukkah. So if you want to now make a kosher for Sukkah, you have to make it over again. So the answer is pick up each board and then put it down again. So that alone is enough. Mefakfek. Either just pick it up and put it down again, or else there's another answer. Either one is good. Take away one board from the middle of your roof and put in that space there kosher eschach. That's also called you're doing a maisasi. Interesting. Even though you're not taking away the whole roof, the rest of the roof you're leaving there, but Rashi says that's called an asiya. Since you're doing a maisa to this roof, you're changing it around now, you're taking out one board to make the schach kosher, that's called you're making a new type of a schach now, and since you put kosher schach in this one space of the board, the whole schach becomes kosher. So that's Beisil Lushita. Not like Beisham says you have to do both, either one is enough. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Meir says no. Noita lachas mi bentayim v'yena mafaksik. Rabbi Meir says, according to everybody, there's only one Eitzah. The Eitzah is you have to take away one board, and you don't have to pick up all the rest of them. But Vice says, Heel, there's not enough to pick up each board by itself. You have to, Badafka, take away one board and replace it with real kosher eschach. Pick up each board and put it down again. And Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara. Rashi says, Rashi says, it doesn't help you just to pick it up and put it down again. It doesn't help. Ramei goes according to Shita. Ramei says you can't use boards wide for tefachim. So why does it help you to pick it up? True, it's not a roof of the house anymore. You're putting it down now, l'shem schach, but it's possible schach if they're wide for. But the chiddush is, v'yidei, psul shebentayim eschashrim. But if you take away one board, and now you put kosher eschach there, those thing becomes kosher. And we'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara. Bishlei mebeis hilul tamayu mishrim tasav leminosui. According to Beis Hillel, we understand. Since at the beginning you had the house, so the boards were put there, l'shem adira for house, it's possible for eschach. It's a psul tasav leminosui. You can't stop, change your mind now and use it for eschach. It was made the psul. So therefore, e mefakfek ovidlei maisa. Either pick up each board and put it down again. You're doing a new maisa. You're like making the schach over again. It becomes kosher. Or else, take away one board totally. That's also called ovid b'maisa. It's called you did a maisa in action, like remaking, making over the roof. So since in this place of the one board, you're putting real schach, that's enough to make it kosher. So we understand Beis Hillel shita. Ela Beisham, according to Beis Hillel, what's his svara? My tamaya, what does Beisham hold? E mishum tasav leminos, if Beisham hold this posel, because at the beginning you had your roof for a house to live in, so it was made for posel schach. Now you want to change, you want to use it for sukkah, it's posel. So if the question is then, bechod asag, it should be enough just to do one of the two. Either pick it up and put it down again, you're like remaking the roof, or else take away one and put kosher schach there. But what do you have to do two for? Imishum Xeris Tikra, Elamai Beishami holds like Remeya Shita, that you're not allowed to use for schach boards that are wide for tefachim, even though you pick it up and put it down again, the same schach do is possible, because there's a Xeris Tikra involved. If so, Vinoitel Achas Mivintayim Sagi, it should be enough just to throw away one board in between and put kosher schach there, now you won't have a psul Xeris Tikra. In other words, it's like this. If at the beginning the Svar will see in the Gemara and Rashi says, if at the beginning you're going to make schach, so you're not allowed to use boards wide for tefachin. Because it looks now like you're making a tikra, a regular roof of your house, people will say, mali this roof, mali the roof of my house. Mashenkin here, you already made the roof of the room. Now it comes sukkah time, now we see you know the halachis. You're a person that knows you're not allowed to use the roof of your house. Because if you're allowed to use the roof of your house, why are you taking out one board for? Leave it the way it is. So we see you're a person that knows the halachis, that I'm not allowed to use the roof the way it is right now, because this roof was made a year ago to live in, not for schach. So what are you doing? You're taking away one middle board, and you're going to like destroy the roof a little bit, and put kosher schach in between. So we see you're a person that you know the halacha, you're not allowed to use the regular tikkun of your house. So for you, we don't make any gzera. Therefore, you're allowed to use the rest of the roof, even though the other boards talk about wide for tefachim. You're allowed to use those boards. Because mid-year-rice, it's a kosher sukkah now. Because since you took away one board, you made a maaseh to change over the roof, it's considered you're changing over the whole roof right now, and it's really considered like you made a new roof, l'shem schach. So mid-year-rice, it's a kosher schach. Elamite should be possible with the rabbonin, because the maaseh on the sides, all the boards are wide for tefachim. But since you're a person that we see, you know the halachis, you're going to change and take out one board, so we see you know not to use the roof of your house. So for you, we didn't make any gzera. So that's why taking away helps. That's the most cash according to Beis Shammai. What do you hold? If you hold from gzeras a tikra, it should be enough to take away one. If you hold from tassel of a limit also, it should be enough to pick it up. Like, what do you have to do both for? So Marian says, liyolam atayya Beis Shammai holds mishum gzeras tikra. Vochikom, this is what Beis Shammai means to say. Alpha pishim afakfik, even if you pick up each one of them and put it down, still it doesn't help. You know why? Because he holds exer sikra. You're not allowed to have the whole roof with boards wide for tefachim. So therefore the answer is, inoitalach, as we bentayim in. If you take away one board from the middle, you show if you don't want to use this roof, it's kosher. Iloiloi. But if you don't take away one board, then it remains possible. In other words, even though you pick up each board, it doesn't help you. That only helps take away the psul of tassel leminosui. But not to take away the psul, you're using posel schach now. Since it's wide for tefachim, it's exeris tikra. Fred the Gemara, that's pshan beisham meihochi, aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? That Remeya says, You have to bedafka take away one board off the roof. But it doesn't help you to pick up and put down again. And like Rashi said, because Ramei goes with Shitasoi. Ramei's Shita is, if the boards are wide for Tzvachim, it's possible for Schach. So it doesn't help you to pick them up and put it down again. They're all possible for Schach. So the only answer is to take away one. So for the Gemara, if so, Ramei Hainu Beis Shammai. Then if you're telling me that's Pshat and Beis Shammai, so Ramei and Beis Shammai are both saying the exact same thing? It's not Mashma, that's Mashma Beis Shilat. Mashma Ramei is saying something different than Beis Shammai. If you want to tell me Beis Shammai holds also, picking up doesn't help. It only helps taking away one. So that's not what Ramea says. So Moses Hochikom, this is what Ramea meant to say. Ramea meant to say, Lo nechluku beishama beisilu b'dov v'zeh. Enoch nami. He holds that there's no machlekes beishama beisilu. That what? That Ramea is, my kamash, what's the chiddush then? The Ramea is like Zeres Tikra. That Ramea holds from like Zeres Tikra. In other words, since the whole board, the whole roof is made from boards wide for Tvachim, it does not help you start picking them up and putting them down again. Because by putting these boards down again, you're again having a whole schach made out of boards wide for Tvachim. That's possible. That's what Meir is telling us, that the Gzeres Tikra, you have to take away one board. For Yab Yehuda know it's enough picking it up and putting it down wide, less like Gzeres Tikra, because he does not hold from the Gzeres Tikra. So according to Yab Yehuda, it's enough just to pick it up and put it down again. Because if you the shrit is according to Rav, even though the boards are white for Tzfachim, it's kosher for Schach. Now here's the only concern is, that at the beginning of the year, you build a house. You made the roof L'Shem Adirom. So it's possible Schach. So now if you want to use it for Sukkis, all you have to do is pick up each board, like make a new type of a roof L'Shem Schach, and put it down again. It's kosher Schach. So according to Rav Yehuda, it's enough. Oh, whoa, that was the ratio. Either pick up each one, that alone is enough. So for the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? If there's a Gzeres Tikra or not, V'afligo b'chode zimna, we had the Machlokes in the Mishnah before. So what do we have to have a second Mishnah here for? So it's none. We learned the Mishnah before. Misachachin b'nesorim. You're allowed to use wood. Divrei Reb Yehuda. No matter how wide it is, even four tefachim is kosher. Reb Meir Oyster, Meir says no. If it's wide, four tefachim, it's possible. So what do we have to have a second Mishnah here for? We already had the Machlokes in the first Mishnah. So Gemara says, Om Reb Chiyav Arab, Om Reb Yechanan. Reisha, I'll tell you, no, the two different cases. Reisha, the first Mishnah is talking about Benesorim Mishupim. The boards are like very sharp, and they're very smooth boards, Askinen. Or Mishum Zeris Kalim, Nogabu. I'll tell you, the first Mishnah is not talking about Xero. It looks like a roof, but the Xero is there since it's a nice, fine piece of wood that's very smooth and very sharp. The reason why Ramei says he can't use it is the Xero to Kalim. We're afraid, even though true, this is a Pshutik Liates. It's a flat piece of wood, it's not Makabal Tumah, but if you're going to use this piece of wood, we're afraid to use other Kalim that is Makabal Tumah. So that's why Rav Meir said it was possible in the first Mishnah. That's the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush from Tikra, that you're not allowed to use a board wide for Tzfachim, because it looks like a roof. But from the first Mishnah, we don't know that. The first Mishnah just says, Nesachim B'Nesorim, Rav Yehuda says, Oyster, you can't use wide boards, but it doesn't say why. So I'll tell you, the first Mishnah says it's also according to Rav Meir, because it looks like a keli. That's why it's awesome. But the second Mishnah says because it looks like a roof. Because the more there can't be. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that we had before the Yomar, Sichcha Bechitzim Zachorim. You're allowed to use arrows if it's a zachor. If it's a male arrow, means it doesn't have a base kibble. There's no hole at the end. It's not makabel anything. It just sticks out like a point. So even though it's a nice piece of wood, it's an arrow, still you're allowed to use it for schach sheirah. And b'dekev is psula. But if it's an arrow that at the end has a hole in it, so then it's called the base kibble, it's makabel tum, it's posel. But you see, if it's a straight piece of wood, it's kosher for schach. V'loy gozru sechor motu nekevus. You don't make any gzera otu a zocha piece of wood, a flat piece of wood that sticks out, otu in the kevum. So you see, by pieces of wood, you don't make any gzera as kevum. He's a chur hachinami, l'nigza nesor meshupim motu kelim. You should not make a gzera of a flat piece of wood, a nice sharp piece of wood, otu kelim. So you can't say Pshaf in our first Mishnah is Gzero, it looks like Kalim. Elazamar says, Akorchach, Reisha, Pligi, Bigzero, Tikra. The Reisha, the Mishnah, Machlaik, is like we learned until now. We're talking about a board like Rav learns is wide for Tvachim. And Rav Meir holds you can't use it, because the Gzero ought to use your own roof of the house. So the Sefer, then what's the Machlaik is now safe? Also the same thing. Pligi again about Bigzero, Tikra. So the question is, if Luga, Betat, is in the Lomli, what do we have to have two Machlaikis in for? The Terrace is, Sefer, Rav Yehudi. The Ka'omar Lei, the Rav Meir, the Sefer goes according to Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda says to Rav Meir, Amai Ka'a Sata B'Nisorin, Mishum Gzeres Tikra, why do you say you can't use the board? That's wide for Tzvachim. Because the Gzeri come to use the roof. Hai Svara Le Beishama Yehudi Yisle, Lu, it's only Beishama Yehudi that Svarim. Or Beisil Le Gazri, but Beisil doesn't know the Gzeri. That's what Rav Yehuda is adding in our Mishnah now. That Rav Yehuda now is going on the Machlokes before and saying, you Rav Meir, you're wrong. You should know Beis Shammai holds that Svara, but Rav Meir, Beis Hillel holds his kosher. V'yom Rav Meir, Meir is back, no. Lo nechloko Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'dover, no. But there's no Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They're both moidah. If the boards are wide for Tzvachim, it's like a postless chach. So Moses ho, nechlo Rav Dil Machlokes B'sheish b'mabo. The Rav Meir is like Zeres Tikra, Rav Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra. It's good to Machlokes. Ela l'shmul v'koron t'shmul b'yomam. B'shein b'mabo Machlokes. It's only Machlokes when it's not white for Tzvachim. Then Rav Yehuda says it's kosher. Avu yesh b'mabo d'yiriyakab sulo. But when the boards are white for Tzvachim, even Rav Yehuda's might be possible. So that's a kosher, safer than my pligi. What's the Machlokes in the safer then? Like, why does Rav Yehuda say it's kosher taka? How could Rav Yehuda say here if the boards are white for Tzvachim? It's kosher just taking away one board. Why should that be kosher? The Torah says, Bebitl tikro kamiflugin. Masava bitla bahochi masava lebitla. Bahochi lebitla. Like the Svar we said before. Here we're talking about really you're using the rest of the roof is white for Tzvachim each board. So really there should be Gzeres tikro. That's John Rameya. Why does Rav Yehuda say it's kosher? Because since we see you're such a person that knows the halacha, you're a person that's not using the roof the way it is. You're badafka taking away one board in the middle and putting kosher schach there, so we see you're a person that knows you're not allowed to use the roof of your house. So for this person, we don't make any gzeres tikra. That's the machlekes now Mishnah. Rav Yehuda holds it helps, even though the whole schach is made from boards wide for tefachim. But since you take away one middle board and you put it in its place kosher schach, we see you're a person that knows the halacha, there's no gzeres tikra for you. Rav Meir doesn't know from this far, no. Even though you take away one board, so what? The rest of the boards on the schach are wide for tefachim, you have the gzeres tikra as possible. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah over the Mishnah before. All right.